Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in a living color on your radio dial, and we're glad that you are welcoming us into your home this morning or wherever you may be. I know we have a lot of folks that, like the guys that work in the trucks on the phone company, they've actually got AM radio, I think, still on those trucks, so a lot of them tune us in, and we got a few businesses here in town that play these. But we'd like to, you know, remind everyone to listen to us here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And also these shows are cataloged by date on the Del Isle Horizon site. So if you remember what date you were on here and you want to listen to yourself, go by there and find that date and tune us in there. So lots of opportunities. And also, we'd like to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, and that being the Chamber of Commerce, Three-Star Committee, and all of the great folks here and around Salina, Clay County, that advertise on this show to make it possible. And without them, we would probably have dead air now if we didn't have all these folks sponsoring this. But we've got a good show lined up this morning. I got some folks coming over from the newly ended Clay County Fair. I know just from looking over the hill every night and going down to part of the night. It was another very, very successful year, and I'm sure they've got a bunch of things to relate to us. And we have the fairest of the fair. Miss Abby Eads are with me this morning, and I remember not to call her by her sister's name this morning. And so and she's going to talk to us a little bit about some of the things that she's getting ready to experience, and I know probably something totally new for her, and we've got a little crown on her head and got a pretty smile, so she's going to be a great representative for us down at the statewide contest of the county fairs. And then, like I said, we have got the Millers here with us this morning, and they have been with the fair group forever. Since it was reinstituted, and with the group that helped get the fairgrounds up and going, you know, we may do a little history on that. I like to wander off, and of course Dennis and I are both big fans of Jeopardy, so we may have a Jeopardy contest here after a while. But I know that this is, like I said, kind of free format radio, I guess what we call it. But we've moved the room over. We changed corners. We moved over to the old Registrar of Deeds office. We're getting ready for our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. We're going to have a minor opening of it, I know, during the Heritage Festival, and we've got a bunch of things going on with that. And we also, just a mention, we have received a sizable grant here at the courthouse to make a lot of changes. And I know with the celebration of the 150th birthday of the courthouse, we're going to start a new era of the courthouse where it's no longer going to be the Clay County, it'll still be the historic Clay County Courthouse, but it will be housing the Rolly Hole Marble Museum and the Performing Arts Center upstairs in the old courtroom. We're going to be able to finish up our theater lighting up there, do some improvements, maybe take some things down, put curtains up, just make a lot of changes up there and throughout the courthouse. So be looking forward to that. And, of course, the building itself may be in a bit of a disarray when we start construction work, but we're going to the first step of the new era of the historic Clay County Courthouse. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back and begin with today's program.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making bank and trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What is a quitter? A person who gives up easily. The thought of quitting tobacco products might seem hard, but it's not impossible. With the help of the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program, you will have a quit coach, personalized support, and even free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible participants. Tobacco users that enroll in Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program have access to specially trained tobacco quit coaches who will work with you to develop a personalized plan for quitting tobacco and provide you with ongoing support along the way. So you will become a quitter, a person who does not give up easily. And once you become a quitter, within minutes of having your last cigarette, your body begins a series of changes that provide immediate health benefits, like reduced heart rate. If you or someone you know wants to quit using tobacco, call the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. This message is brought to you by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Got to do a little discussing this morning and talking about our recently closed Clay County Fair, which is usually, are we still the first one in the state?
We are.
So we're number one in something, number one in line. I don't know. Like I said, this is kind of free flowing. Who wants to talk first about what's going on? They're pointing towards you.
Well, recently I have attended the Barron County Fair to be able to go and judge for them. That's like my first official duty besides Fair Week as Miss Ferris of the Fair. For here and then.
Well, let me ask you something there. Do you go in there and compare those young ladies to you? Is that kind of how you judge, maybe? Or?
No. I compare them based off of their walking and they're just how adorably cute all of them were, and it was very, very hard to pick.
It is tough to do. I know a number of years ago, my wife and I, we were selected for some strange reason to go around to some county fairs here and some talent shows and beauty contests. We worked with Miss Sally Bonecutter. We kind of traveled around and did a bunch of that. And it's tough to do because when you get 10 lined up and all 10 of them are talented, good looking, and have that air about them, which you have apparently, but, and, you know, well, when you're judging that way, like you said, you watch from the time when they're not on. Do you look at when they're not on stage?
We actually had to sit in a room away from them because we can't interact with them. So we watch them from the moment they step on to the moment they step off.
So that's all yours, based on what they show the public.
Yes.
And what did you do a good job?
I believe so. We picked. As babies and young toddlers is the groups we did, and we actually picked a very cute little duo for Miss and Mr. Little Barron County and competing in their state pageant. So,
okay, let me ask you this. When you entered this, your thoughts?
This was actually the first pageant I have ever done. I was convinced by some amazing people from my work and my mom to get out of my comfort zone and try something new. So it was very nerve-wracking, but it was honestly an amazing experience, and I had a great time.
Okay, now what about all your fellow contestants? What about, have you kind of built a group of folks there, that are, of young ladies that you may associate with? And
the other women I competed against, and actually majority of the girls in the crowd who thought about doing it, I actually went to school with all of them. We're all friends. So it was very hard competing against them, and I believe we all had a great time.
Okay, now, expectations for the future. What's up for you now?
The next event I have is in November, where I attend in Nashville to a workplace, like, meeting for all of us girls that are attending state in January in Wilson County. And after that, that's when I start preparing for state and for the Christmas parade here in Clay County.
Okay, now, your preparations.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be judged on down there?
Of course, we have the interview portion, which is about like what we did down in here at the fairgrounds. It's anywhere from a 5 to 10 minute interview, just talking about yourself, and the judges get an opportunity to know more about you. And then you have your onstage walk, which is actually a lot harder than it looks. And it takes a lot of practice.
Try not to stumble.
Yes, especially in heels, and especially with the stairs. Those are a little bit dangerous. But after that, you have your onstage question, and then all the other events that we get to do at state, like our coins ball and the shoe contest, which I'm very excited about.
Well, what do you think? Maybe there ought to be a formal sneaker developed somewhere or another where you can wear those up there.
Yes, I think that would be very fun.
And you know, being of the male gender, I have never understood how you ladies, young ladies, older ladies, whatever, can walk on 5-inch stilts on the back of your feet.
It's not easy, but you go from like little heels and you start building your way up.
So you don't just start off with the gigantic.
Oh, no. You'll fall and twist your ankle.
Okay, now walk us through that day down at the fairgrounds.
It was very nerve-wracking, but I had many people that were amazing supporters there with me, from my mom to Jennifer Wilbert, who actually taught me how to walk on stage and everything. I couldn't have done it without her and her daughter. And I went for the interview, and then we had quite a bit of a break to watch the other girls in their divisions compete. And then we went into onstage walk and the online onstage question, and I still remember standing there calling out numbers and thinking, oh, I actually won. It was very nerve-wracking, and it took a lot of courage to get up there on stage.
Okay, and your question that you got a question you had to answer.
My on-stage question was, what is the one thing you cherish the most in your life?
And you want to relate your answer to the folks out there, young man?
The things I cherish most in life are my family and friends, because no matter what you have in life, they're the things that always stay the same and stay with you.
Okay, now, do you have anything in your life now that you've got to put on hold for a year? To be able to do all these things. I know, you know, you are now what? You graduated high school already.
I'm actually in college.
Right.
I'm starting Tennessee Tech in the fall.
Right.
So it's going to be a good juggle between college and doing this now, but I know I'll try and make the time for it, and I'm excited to get to experience all these new opportunities that come with this.
Okay, now you've touched on something there. We're going to let you talk a little bit about something down there. How many credit hours do you have right now when you enter Tennessee Tech this fall?
I actually have almost 50 college credits as of right now. I did some in high school, and then I've done a year at Ball State. So I'm technically a sophomore, but I'm advancing to upper division starting in the fall.
So that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
And you have a number of your fellow classmates. I remember from graduation quite a few and just exactly on the I guess the financial side of that. How much did this cost your parents to get all these credit hours?
Actually, through Tennessee Hope and Tennessee Promise, I think my mom and dad only had to pay for one class in books, and that was it so far. But things will change. We're not going to.
Yeah, that'll change a little bit. But of course, all these things do extend on to the next few years. Mm-hmm. So within a couple of more years, by going to summer school, you will be a graduate from Tennessee Tech and be ready to come back to Salina and open some kind of business or find a great job here and stay in Clay County and raise a big family and increase our population and just do all kinds of good things for us.
I hope to get to come back here. I plan to anyways.
And what is your field of study?
I'm majoring in accounting with a minor in social sciences.
Guess what? That sounds like my major. You know, I mean, something to throw out. One of the things, I had a student many years ago who eventually became a doctor, William Burnett, Bank Burnett, one of the sharpest young men I've ever had. But we did a lot of research, and he was, you know, planning on going to medical school, and he went to Vanderbilt. Doesn't have a pre-med program. And he actually majored in, I think, we did all of our research, and we found out that the highest number of undergraduate students that passed the MedCat test to get into medical school were actually social science majors, which meant that, you know, there was a whole lot more than just, of course, they had all the science and all that stuff. But that, and so I think he majored in international finance or something.
Oh, wow.
And then went to Cambridge or somewhere over in England on some stuff over there. So, I mean, that is something that you combine business with social sciences, and you learn a whole lot. And it looks like you're on the right track there. Okay, now, right now, you say you've got some things booked. You're getting ready to go down to Nashville, or to Murfreesboro, excuse me, to the thing down there, and you're planning on bringing back at least a first place finish down there?
I'm going to hope for the best, but there's a lot of counties that come to this. I think there's normally about anywhere from 80 to 100 girls competing, and I just hope I can make Clay County proud.
But, you know, I'm wondering, you know, a lot of young ladies who win these things are kind of professional beauty contests. And you will run into a bunch of those probably, and you're definitely not one of those. So, you know, you realize that, well, sometimes, you know, a lot of judges, they may be looking for this cute little corn-fed girl from Clay County to represent the state and things. So good luck to you there. But that, I guess we might all take a little break. You may not be finished yet. We'll check and see while we're off air what else we need to talk about. But we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. at this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday, Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What is a quitter? A person who gives up easily. The thought of quitting tobacco products might seem hard, but it's not impossible. With the help of the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program, you will have a quit coach, personalized support, and even free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible participants. Tobacco users that enroll in Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program have access to specially trained tobacco quit coaches who will work with you to develop a personalized plan for quitting tobacco and provide you with ongoing support along the way. So you will become a quitter, a person who does not give up easily. And once you become a quitter, within minutes of having your last cigarette, your body begins a series of changes that provide immediate health benefits, like reduced heart rate. If you or someone you know wants to quit using tobacco, call the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. This message is brought to you by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back, everyone. I think now we're going to go from, Beauty to the Beast. No, I think Dennis has some financial things there, and talk about the success of the fair and just exactly on that line of things.
Well, I'm happy to say that this was a record-breaking fair this year in several respects, and I think we need to give a shout-out to our chairman of the fair board, Carla Rich, who worked tirelessly to help us to improve the fair, and we have a fair board that all work together real well, and so many individual event sponsors and producers that mesh together, and we just accomplished so much this year. We had 215 financial supporters and sponsors for our various events. That helped make a success. One of the big factors this year was no rain. For the past 2 years, we have lost, of course, attendance and income because of rain. We lost 2 days last year and a day the year before that. This year, we were very, very blessed to have an entire week where attendance just increased every day. From the Tuesday night attendance to the Saturday night, we continued to set records every night. The total admission was over 5,000 attendees this year, and we were able to recognize a financial record as well. We made more money this year. It's looking like, of course, the books aren't finished yet, but the preliminary reports are that we have been able to bring in more money than we've ever had before, which means we will be able to do more things to help develop the fairgrounds in the future. We're so happy that, for example, the exhibits in the women's building increased this year. The 4-H and youth exhibits tremendously increased this year. And there's a lot of work went into helping to prepare for and to present all of these things, and that was a great plus for us this year as well. We want to thank everyone that had something to do with the success of this year's fair, from those that worked the gate, taking up our entrance money, to those that worked the various events, those that help us park cars.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous job.
Yes, it is.
The rescue squad and volunteer fire departments took that role on and did a fantastic job getting cars orderly, placed in an orderly manner to where we could get the most people in. And I think all of these things contributed to a really, really successful year.
Okay, and one thing I'll do a shout-out for, and I don't know how many people have thought of it, but that increase in the admission fee was probably one of the smarter moves that's ever been made over there, because the year before we found out how much trouble it is to hand back two $1 bills to everybody that comes through when they're lined up all the way up the Obi Bridge and halfway to Miles.
It is, and there's a lot of mental gymnastics that go into calculating multiples of three subtracted from $20 bills, and I think all of our people that worked the gate were very thankful that everything was in fives this year.
And the folks coming through the gate shouldn't, I mean, they should really be appreciative. I know that that's a couple of more dollars, but you didn't have to wait for this and wait for that to get into the fire this year.
And we are still just about the cheapest or the least expensive fare anywhere in the mid-state at all.
Yes, and well worth the amount of entertainment you receive, because, golly, all the different types of entertainment going on down there, and it's hard to get it all in one night when you really can't. And, oh, I'd like to thank the fire board for my $24 prize money for my entries there in the women's building, which I enjoy doing every year. And, you know, I wish that a lot of folks would, you know, we all have photographs we've taken. We have things that we have built, done, and there's categories for everything in the world down there. And, you know, that's one of the things where you get to show off some of your handicrafts. So, I wish, you know, everyone in the county would come up with something to bring down there. Well, Dennis, what about in the future? Let me ask you this. I know when you grow a little bit and you try new things, did you find out some things this year, some things that did work, some things that didn't work?
Oh, we do that every year. There were things that we left off this year that we might have done in prior years. There are things that we consider doing that we'll probably try to add in the next year or two. Some of it requires some infrastructure changes. So we're looking forward to investing some of the monies that we bring in improving some of the facilities so that we can have some events that we're just not capable of doing right now. But all of these things require some planning, some forward thinking, and we're thankful for all the people on the board and the support that we have from the county commission into making these things happen.
You know, I was wondering, you know, a little performing stage outside of the big main arena looks like something, you know, that we may be needed down there to do some of the things like an open mic night and things. You know, the rolled-up stage is good for some things, but some things need covering and permanency.
And actually, that is one of the things on the drawing board.
So, you know, that is something that, you know, it, Well, it makes the I guess if you're performing, you feel like you're actually doing something more on a professional level than if you're singing on the back of a hay wagon, which is basically, you know, what we're doing. But, well, Jane, have you got anything to chime in here? I mean, you haven't said much yet.
Well, we just really enjoyed working with the fair board and getting it all planned out. And my role was the opening ceremony.
Right.
And we invited the Civil Air Patrol group from Nashville, and they came in and they raised their flag and lowered it and did it with dignity and respect. And we really appreciate them coming.
You know, and that is something there, you know, a true performing place with a flag stand right beside it and able to be on the stage and able to sing in chairs and looking at it. And, you know, that's a very important part of it. But I know it's been difficult every year to try to come up with a way to really pull that off and to make it, you know, where people can see it, hear it, and be a part of it.
It is. And it's we didn't have an opening ceremony. And I came up with the idea, and Dean was the chairperson then, and she said, we'll do it. And so we did it. And I talked to the man that's over the fairs in Murfreesboro, and they're thinking about even doing that in some of the other fairs.
Right.
And I think that would be a good idea.
So, you know, we're not shooting to be the biggest fair in the state of Tennessee. We're shooting to be the best little fair, aren't we? That's what we're shooting for?
Yes.
The best little fair in the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I think we're well on our way to being able to do that.
Yeah.
What is that? Have you got anything you want to wind up with? Any kind of thoughts you've had in the last few minutes?
Fair Week was honestly one of the best fairs I think we've had in a long time. I had so much fun with all the events I got to attend, from the rodeo night and the horse show. I even loved our little pet show that we had in the women's building. It was just so many events, and I wish we could just keep adding and adding until we get a perfect fair.
How many little girls did you get to hug, tell them if they could be next?
I hugged so many kids and took so many pictures during Fair Week. It was just so much fun to see those little girls light up when they see somebody like me, and they can eventually.
And their little faces light up, and you respond in the same manner, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think anything else we need to kind of wind up with? Hey, thanks for being here, but we'll let you get up and move here in just a minute. Before you do, and we'll read off our names of our birthdays and anniversaries this week. Celebrating birthdays, we have Mr. Matt Rich celebrating a birthday, Miss Monica Hayes, Mr. Matthew Craighead celebrated a birthday, Miss Jody Watson, and then we've got some anniversaries here. Linda and Bobby Collins celebrating an anniversary, Vonda and Johnny Gully, and Jackie and Susan Bray in this past week, and Mr. Donald Likens celebrating the birthday, and Mr. Colin White. So one of those folks will win one of our stupendous birthday prizes by going over to the chamber and picking up their envelope, which has a present in it, and we hope you'll do that, and we'll be using our highly sophisticated, non-computerized system of choosing a winner, because I have been known to ask my contestants or my guests to give me a number between 1 and 8, and they'll chime back real quick, 10. So hopefully it's a little bit better, more organized than that. But thank you all for being with us. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What is a quitter? A person who gives up easily. The thought of quitting tobacco products might seem hard, but it's not impossible. With the help of the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program, you will have a quit coach, personalized support, and even free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible participants. Tobacco users that enroll in Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program have access to specially trained tobacco quit coaches who will work with you to develop a personalized plan for quitting tobacco and provide you with ongoing support along the way. So you will become a quitter, a person who does not give up easily. And once you become a quitter, within minutes of having your last cigarette, your body begins a series of changes that provide immediate health benefits, like reduced heart rate. If you or someone you know wants to quit using tobacco, call the Tennessee Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. This message is brought to you by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Back to me, I've been told. I have Miss Beverly Hollifield with me here this morning also, and I really appreciate the folks coming over. Dennis and Jane Miller and Miss Abby Eade did a tremendous job here for the first half of the show. And I got a phone call in. I came close on the name for the for the birthday. It 7-year-old Collins Bryant, not White, but Bryant, Collins Bryant. And he's 7 years old, and so that we've got that one straightened out. But with that, good morning, Beverly.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Thomas.
Have we got anything to talk about?
We have lots to talk about.
Well, just start out.
Okay. Well, one thing I'd like to mention is the museum did present the scholarship, the 2023 scholarship, to Alex Kerr. And that's the museum scholarship that we give each year. And Alex is going to teach at and going to be getting a degree in construction in general. So the other thing that we have, well, we're trying to gather our ducks together and get them in a row because we're getting ready to have one of the biggest celebrations I think that we've had here in Salina in years. The museum and the courthouse are joining together for Heritage Days. It's going to be a 2-day event. It is going to be full of activities.
Okay. I don't know, you know, I had a little thing here before, you may have heard of me, came in. You know, we're celebrating the 150th birthday and the history of the courthouse, but as I mentioned, we're starting a new era for this courthouse. It's still the historic Clay County Courthouse, but it is now it will be housing the Rolly Hole Marble Museum and the Cultural Center in the old theater is becoming a tremendous reality. You know, through the new grant that we've got, we're going to be able to do a lot of things, get doors where they'll open and you can come in and out. You work on the staircase a little bit and just got lots of ideas about things to do. And we've got a little bit of money to get some things done for a change. And this is the beginning of the new era for this building.
I think it's wonderful, Thomas. And that's what we'll be celebrating. A lot of what we'll be celebrating on Heritage Days will be the courthouse and seeing the opening of the Rolly Hole Marble Museum, seeing us have tournaments. Rolly Hole Marble tournaments will be being held on Saturday down at Donaldson Park. So the Rolly Hole Marble events, Rolly Holes are part of our history, part of our heritage. Started here, being made, the marbles being made here. So everything about the courthouse and the different things in the heritage and history of Clay County will be celebrated on these 2 days, which will be August 4th and 5th. I might go ahead and mention one fun thing that's going to happen is anyone who was married in the courthouse is going to welcome to come, register, and if they would like to, they can actually renew their vows. We will tell you that inflation hasn't hit the courthouse. You will still have to pay $5. So please bring your $5 and bring cash. So that's what you'll be charged to have your wedding vows renewed here in the courthouse. We think that will be a lot of fun. We want them to share their stories with us and tell us all about how they ended up getting married here.
And, you know, there are some of the greatest stories in the world of folks coming back and it's kind of neat to be driving around or walking through here, and you see this couple that's at least as old as you are walking around holding hands and smiling, and you know why they're here.
Yeah.
Coming back to remember one of the most favorite days of their life.
Most important days of their life, yeah, for sure. But in addition to that, you're going to see us. We will be giving away, or having a drawing, I should say, for a Henry rifle. This is a very, very special rifle. It will not be reproduced, and it is a 30-30. Thomas, you want to talk a little bit about the rifle?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this before, but this was, you know, made especially for us, for our courthouse project here by the National Historic Museum out in Colorado. And they actually, in 2005, they created a 25-limit weapon, rifle, piece of art, they have had a replica of the courthouse on the stock, they did an ad in the paper here, and I saw it, and I got on the phone and called them and asked them about it. And after the conversation was over with the owner there, he offered to make us a new one. One of one new, because we're on the backside of it, we're celebrating this 150th birthday. So this is the only one that'll ever be made, and it will definitely be a collector's item. So, you know, and we have these tickets are available. I think Beverly's got some, a few left.
I have some at the museum.
We'll get more over there. We've got them at the Chamber of Commerce, and also we're using both of the banks. And, of course, any time you see my vehicle parked in front of the courthouse, you're coming in and we can take care of you there. So, you know, and we still got plenty of tickets left. And but we're well beyond the cost of putting this on.
Right. And keep in mind, this goes to the courthouse, and it goes to more restoration. The funds that come from this drawing will go back into the courthouse.
Absolutely.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. You're not just, donating to have the opportunity to be drawn for the rifle itself, but you're also donating back to the courthouse and seeing something
and
done.
And I think a lot of our marble players are kind of excited by being out and playing a marble tournament under the trees again. You know, so many now that, you know, they're under covered shelters or in buildings or things. And I think they're just looking forward to going back and playing like great grandpa did. Out in the woods.
And that's being done at Donaldson Park, and that marble yard is being restored now.
Yes, and you know, and one of the things we need to remember here, that this Rolly Hope Museum is a joint effort. I know it's located here in Salina, and you know, our funding has come through the Arts Commission here in Clay County, but the folks over in Monroe County are highly involved in this also. Yeah. And there are a number of folks over there. And along that line, we just had a young lady that came back from New Jersey. And
right.
She and her sister, and I think the older sister, I think maybe she finished second in the competition this year up there. So we just take marbles all over the world like we did a few years ago when we went to England and kicked their butts.
Right. I think it's wonderful, and it's just something that is part of who we are. So one of the other things you need to remember, on Friday, there will also be a lot of craft vendors. There will be food vendors. So please come hungry. We do hope to have lots of food vendors around and a lot of craft vendors around. We will have some craft demonstrators. One of the people that will be with us will be Barbara Boone. Barbara makes baskets. They're beautiful baskets, and she's going to be demonstrating basket making on the square.
And she is carrying on the tradition made by our uncle, William McLaren. She and I share that uncle. But now also on Friday night, we'll remember, you know, we've got our Crandall Creek. And if you haven't heard of these folks, you should have. And they have a website. They have places where you can download their music, listen to their music. And they are one of the better bluegrass groups in the country right now. And like, they're on their way to the Station Inn down in Nashville, which is an icon of bluegrass music, and they're going to spend the weekend here in Salina. We're going to try to line them up with a pontoon boat one day and let them get out on the lake. We've just added that Miss Cherokee Upton is going to open for them and do a full show here before they start. And then right in the middle of her show, we'll draw out a lucky winner of the Henry rifle. So
Friday's going to be an exciting day and a very exciting night.
And tickets will be on sale all day that day.
Yes, if there are any left.
I would suggest
that you try to get your rifle ticket, because there are not a lot of them and they will go fast. So then on Saturday, oh my goodness, Saturday is just full of activities.
Before we go, let's take a break.
Okay.
Get a little word in, come back and let you continue. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We got anything else on Friday night that we...
Just remember that we're going to have food vendors here. We're going to have craft people around. And, of course, the biggest thing being that we'll be having Crandall Creek with our very own Cherokee Upton singing with them and our drawing for the Henry Rifle.
And everything here around the courthouse is free except what you eat.
Except what you eat. That's true. So come hungry and enjoy and be ready to listen to a lot of music. Then Saturday is going to be an incredible day. I hope that you plan to stay the whole day because there's something happening all day long, most of which will happen here around the square, but with a couple of things happening either at Donaldson Park or at the high school. We'll be having the car show.
The old high school.
The old high school.
Salina High School.
Yes, thank you. We'll be having a car show there at the old high school starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. That'll be a lot of fun, lots of cars, lots of memories to have when looking at some of the older cars.
And that's where I'll be for part of the morning.
We have your trucks?
Yes, I will.
We had just a small car show around the square the other day, other Saturday, and oh my goodness, it's so wonderful to see those old cars and reminisce. We'll also be having the craft around the square again and the food booths. So please, again, come hungry. We'll be having live music. We'll have an open mic, which we've had each year. That'll start from 1 o'clock, run between 1 and 4, where you can get up and display your talent. Thomas, come sing if you want.
I was down at the community center, I guess, on Thursday. And Thursday, they have like a little open mic down there.
They
walked in there, and there were a pair of couples there, about the same age as me, maybe a little younger. And they had a pair of guitars, and their wives, husband and wife, and they did one of the most beautiful versions of Softly and Tenderly with a pair of guitars. And I thought, you know, if we could get people like that to come to an open mic here, you know, how tremendous that would be.
Now, I'll check with down there and see if they can give us some names of the people who have been singing down there. That is one thing to remember. Clay County is just like the birthplace of a lot of music. We have a lot of wonderful musicians that came out of Clay County, and we have a lot of people that are just talented here that don't share it all the time. Thomas, I think one of the greatest shows we had was the Lola Jean Dillon, where we had our local people singing with her and singing her songs, and it was incredible. So hopefully we can get those people up there at the open mic. And, of course, at 2 o'clock, we've got the Mighty Duck Race. There'll be tickets, you'll be seeing tickets for sale on that. And keep in mind, this goes back to support the museum, and it allows us to be able to do our scholarship each year. So there'll be tickets for sale from any of the board members of the museum. There'll be some at the museum all around town. But if you want a ticket and you can't find one, just call the museum, and I'll find you and bring you one.
You know, that's one of the things, too, I want to make very, very clear to everyone that makes the donation to earn a chance to take that rifle home with them, that every name, it's going to take us a day or two to get it done, but at least each $10 donation, everyone that makes a donation that will be honored with their name on a placard here in the courthouse. So,
oh,
I mean, it's
wonderful.
Not just here in the hallway of the courthouse.
That's wonderful. Also, as we've had in the past, we're going to have our cakewalk, which will have, lots of cakes, merchandise, and lots of good things. And then we're getting the cows ready. We're going to have the cow patty contest around 6 o'clock. And then there again at 7, we're going to bring in the Crossfire Band, who have been here before for us.
Yes, very, very good local band.
Yes, very good. And very got a wide range of different kinds of music.
Yes, they do.
So they're really good at being there for us. So I think if everyone just planned your day, again, we'll mention that it's August 4th and 5th. It's going to be all-day events, Friday and Saturday. And keep in mind, this is all going towards supporting either the courthouse or the museum, a little bit of both, because it's very important to us that we really capture and preserve our history. History is being lost every day, and so this has given us a chance to keep it.
Okay, and along that line, we want to mention that we will be doing some historical presentations up in the courthouse during the day on Saturday. We don't have a time by them yet, but we do have Mr. Darren Shell, who is a local author who has written and published, I know, at least 20 books of history here in and around the county, and also everything from medieval novels to history of the Willow Grove Cemetery. A very, very wide range of things he's written about, and he's going to be doing a couple of presentations. And Mr. Bob Fulcher, who is a nationally honored folklorist, who started his career with the parks, going around all over Tennessee recording musicians and doing those type things. He happened to wander into Clay County back in the 1980s and discovered Rolly Ho Marbles and brought Rolly Ho Marbles really up from a local game that lots of folks in this area knew about to a game that is now known all over the world. And he has been honored with many state honors, regional honors, and even some national honors. And he's going to be here doing a presentation. And then Mr. Mark Dudney is going to be doing one on Secretary of State Cordell Hull, right, who is actually, you know, this is his home courthouse. This is where he started his practice. Right. This is where he served as a judge. And then I'm going to be going through it. Hopefully everything will work out good on that. And that is a little bit of the explanation of our famous murder trial here. That is the Grover Jones murder trial of a 30-year mystery where a gentleman tried to find the hit-and-run killer of his father. And he was eventually brought back here, and the trial held here. We're going to talk about that.
I think it's going to be wonderful. And these speakers are just incredible. If you have a chance, go online and just look at some of Darren Shell's writings. His books are very easy to read and fun to read, because some of them tell some of the folk histories, the ghost stories, and different things. So I would say that that's really a great opportunity. And, of course, Mark talking about Cordell Hull, we don't want to lose sight of. He was the father of the United Nations.
Nobel Peace Prize winner.
And Nobel Peace Prize winner. And he is from, you know, his family was from this area, and he had his first law office here, which is one of the main efforts for the museum this year, is to hopefully start restoring his law office so that we can use it potentially as like an art gallery where we can promote or show local art, whether it be paintings or whether it be pottery or whether it be wood carvings. So all of these people that are going to be talking are just incredible speakers and will just pique your interest in where you want to go back home and learn and read more about each of the topics.
And I know that Mr. Mark Dudney, he's published, I know, at least two books, and I know one of them basically dealt with Cordell Hull, and then I think he did another one on the history of the Hull and Gore families from this area, which traced, you know, the Gore side of the family actually traced to Senator Albert Gore Jr., who's also a Nobel Peace Prize winner, who spent many, many days in this courthouse.
Right.
And so, and I know that he has done that, and he has an interesting project that he shows.
I think it's going to be 2 days full of not also educational and just reminding everybody that what Clay County is all about.
What we're looking for the next 150 years. And I guess, are we going to be around to celebrate the next one, or?
Well, Thomas, if we take our vitamins, we might be.
Okay, now, let's see how many. I have 10 names,
mm-hmm.
A number between 1 and 10.
1 and 10, 7.
All right, let's see who we have here. That would be Jackie and Susan Bray. Celebrating an anniversary. Congratulations. Come over by the chamber office and pick up your great prize. And with that, we've got everything basically shut down. We're over in our new room, so we get everything put up in here, get the door shut, and see you again next week. You're the same time, same channel, WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and we will see you next week. Good day, Clay County.
Thank you.